This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
So, hello, my name is Edouard. I come from France. For me, the grammar is really difficult. I came to London for learn English. Because now English is the international language, so we have no choice.
Edward, do you always do your homework?
Not always, but sometimes, yeah.
We're going to listen to an audio clip where Hina is talking about her homework. Unfortunately, Hina makes a mistake with her grammar while she's talking. As you listen, see if you can spot her mistake.
Okay.
Do you fancy seeing a movie tonight, Hina?
Oh, I'd love to, but I can't. My teacher gave me 3 homeworks today.
Okay, so she say give me, but give me is present, no?
Nah, no. She okay. Said gave me.
Gave me.
Yeah. Okay, well, not to worry. Let's go over now to our grammar expert, Catherine, who will explain what Hina's mistake was.
Okay.
Hello, Edward. Actually, Hina's mistake was with the noun homework. She said that she had 3 homeworks. She should have said,
my teacher gave me 3 pieces of homework today.
Or she could say,
my teacher gave me a lot of homework today.
Or another way she could say it is,
my teacher gave me 3 homework tasks today.
So, what can we learn from Hina's mistake? Well, most nouns are either countable or uncountable, and it's important not to get them mixed up. With countable nouns, you can use numbers and plurals. So Hina could say,
my teacher gave me 3 essays today.
She can say 3 and use an S at the end of essay because essay is a countable noun. 1 essay, 2 essays, 3 essays. But homework is uncountable, so we can't say 3 homeworks. If we want to count homework, we have to add something to make it countable, like the word pieces. Here's Hina again.
My teacher gave me 3 pieces of homework today.
Or you can add a second countable noun, like tasks.
My teacher gave me 3 homework tasks today.
You can use words like some or a lot of.
My teacher gave me a lot of homework today. My teacher gave me some homework today.
But you can't use numbers and plurals with uncountable nouns. And when it comes to articles, you can't say a or an either. You have to use the or zero article. Some of the most important uncountable nouns to remember are accommodation, information, equipment, furniture, pollution, patience, luggage, weather, rubbish, and advice. Okay, that's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
Okay, Edward, in today's grammar challenge, you're going to be the teacher and I'm going to make some mistakes.
That's so good.
And let's start, okay? In this room, there are a lot of furnitures.
Is wrong, no? Furniture is also uncountable.
Very good, Edward. It is uncountable, so I made a mistake. I don't get on well with my housemates, so I'm looking for a new accommodation.
It's okay. No?
No, because if you say a camera or a cup,
yeah,
you're counting it. You're saying one.
Ah, okay, so you say
no.
Accommodation.
You say some.
Some.
Okay, so it would be I don't get on well with my housemate, so I'm looking for some new accommodation. You are only allowed to check in one luggage.
No, it's not good.
What should it be?
Some luggage or...
Or...
Yeah, because I want to say one, but if you say some, it means more than...
Some is too vague. That's the problem.
Yeah, is what I want to say.
Another way you could say it is, you can only check in one piece of luggage.
Okay.
Could you pass me those pens?
But pen is countable, no? So it's okay.
Okay, very good. I was just trying to trick you at the end, but okay. you're too good. Well done, Edward. You did really, really well in that grammar challenge.
Thank you. I will go to the internet, BBC.
Learningenglish.com.
Exactly.
Yes, I hope you go there every day, Edward. I hope that it's your homepage, that when you turn on your computer, up pops BBCLearningEnglish.com. That's what we expect.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.